little bit here, and then we'll play it so that make sure that we didn't hurt the other side, because this is what we had a problem with it before. Okay. Okay. We have. We were talking about the white liniment. And what did you do with that?
Wrap it up. If there was something swollen or hurting. And to this day, I'm using it.
Oh.
Yes.
And where did you get the white liniment?
From this lady up here.
Watkins? Was it Watkins?
Yeah, Watkins.
Watkins.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, I got a bottle now.
And then did you ever drink or eat that? Did your mother ever give you, if you had an upset stomach, some sugar with a little bit of peppermint in it?
No.
Didn't do that. Okay.
She then never found out when we had the stomach.
Was there, when you had any babies, these women that came over to help you, did they ever help you? Were any of your kids born at home, or were they your kids born in the hospital?
There was two of them born at home.
And this lady that came over to help you, what was her name?
Margaret Chant.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Did your parents ever get any German newspapers?
No.
They didn't have that?
They couldn't read German.
Your folks couldn't? Did you get like the North Dakota Herald and?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
Not German.
Okay. Do you remember when your family first got electricity, telephone?
No, I do not remember, but the telephone, when I got married, they had it already.
Oh. What were some of your favorite radio programs that you listened to?
Oh, I wouldn't remember any.
When you first saw television, when you first saw Lawrence Welk, for example, was that pretty exciting for
that
you?
That was exciting for me. That was always turned on. But my dad was interested in the early mornings. He put on the radios.
There's one thing I want to ask before we get too far away here. You had a relative that built a radio and an airplane.
Yeah.
Tell us what his name is and what he did.
Matt Dukeshire. He was a Dukeshire, not Dukeshire.
Yeah. And how is he related to you? Is he your uncle?
His dad was a brother to my grandpa.
To your grandpa. Okay, now he, tell us about this radio and about the airplane, because I think this is really worth talking about.
Well, when he came and hired me, and the first thing you know, he went and got the piece of wood, and he cut it, and he started out a radio. And by the morning, it was talking.
And he built that all by himself?
He built that all by himself. He bent every little wire and everything, what he put on himself. But when he made the airplane, I wasn't there, so I don't know that.
But you said it flew.
But it flew, yes, it went up and fell down on the wagon box.
But he did get it up in the air.
He got it up in the air, yes.
And he built that all from scratch, from
the very beginning. He built it all by himself, yeah. And that was Matt Dukeshire. Oh. His mother couldn't believe it. Was that a good foot?
Yeah. We had some pretty smart relatives, didn't we?
We sure did. Sure did. Yeah, he was a... And he explained it to me.
For the radio?
With everything. Where electricity starts, comes and everything. He said, take those clouds. Take the electricity from the sky. That's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And he explained it. I don't remember everything anymore.
No, of course not. Because he was interested in it, so
yeah.
he made
well,
it.
And he worked with the priest. Him and the priest. They had built that new church in Karlsruhe. And they done the whole church, made the electricity, you know. Him and the priest. The priest had the C2.
But you were there when he built the radio, weren't you?
Yes, I was there. I seen it myself. And I was going to go to bed, and he didn't want me to go to bed because he said it's going to play it.
Let's see here. What do you remember about the German foods that your mother or grandmother made?
Oh, everything that was good.
Now you still make, I know you do.
Kuchen, Lachenda,
bread,
Vane soup, Brot gebacken, and Brot so hoch leb. Yes, and Grumbeere und Nipfle.
Borscht.
Borscht.
And a Holipsi?
Holipsi, yes. Holipsi. Lots of them. And...
So you learned to make all this from your mother?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
Now, do you still make all of those things?
I used to make all of them.
Did you teach your kids how to make it?
Yes. Some of them, they know it. Some of them wasn't so interested, so they have to ask each other now.
Sure. You said your mother taught you how to make, was it Käsekuchen when she said?
Yeah, it was Kuchen, yeah. And it was making the topping.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, she was going to beat the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
She said, wasn't easy.
Why did she say that?
Because we didn't know. That this egg yolk makes the thickening and the whites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you just mix it up with the fork and pull it up and down, with the fork.
Instead of beating it.
Instead of not beating it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happens when, why is that better than beating it?
Because beating makes it watery.
Oh, see.
And I found that out. If you take the beater and beat the eggs, they get like watery, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I found that out.
Mm-hmm. And your mother already knew that, so she was going to tell you.
My mother already knew that, yeah.
Nicht in der Isigwest.
Nicht in der Isigwest.
So do you have, now when your daughters make all these things, do they turn out pretty good the way you made them?
Oh yeah. Oh, they have to make it more than a few times. They learn more and more. Yeah, there are some of them, they make good cooker.
Well, that's good. That's good that they that they learned how, and that their husbands like it, and their kids like it.
And they all like the cougar. And I heard somebody down by Selv said they ate some of Teresa's cougar. A man could say that.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good. That they can make it close to what you made.
Yeah.
Now, did your mother crochet or
my
knit?
My mother
or?
Crocheted. She knitted and sewed. She was a good sewer and everything.
Did she knit clothes for you, or was it just?
No, she didn't knit clothes. But she could knit what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she crocheted without a pattern that she done in the old country. And that I cannot get it into my mind that she could do that. We had the sewing machine and she made a big part of it. You know, the opening was about that wide, you know, and she made that with flowers on, and it was so pretty, and for years and years and years we had that, and she didn't have a pattern.
But you crochet and you don't use a pattern.
Yeah, no, I can take it off. I can count every stitch,
mm-hmm.
And that's what does it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she remembered.
Now, when you were little, and your mother, you said your mother sewed, did she take the older girls' dresses and make them over for the younger girls then?
Or sometimes.
Did you all have your own?
We had our own, because I couldn't wear mine. Sisters, because I needed just as big as she did.
Oh.
But I was the smallest in the bunch.
Did you do any sewing yourself?
Oh, yeah.
For your kids?
Oh, yeah. I sewed everything for the kids. Sometimes I was sitting till 4 o'clock in the morning and was sewing.
We didn't talk too much about your mother. We talked about your dad and his family. What was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's mother?
Yeah.
Teresa.
Your mother, it'll be your grandmother that we talked about. Your grandmother, you said she was Italian?
Italian.
And what was her name? You said it was Teresa Miller? Was her maiden name?
No. That was this one.
Mm-hmm.
Was Teresa Miller.
And that's your grandma?
That's my grandma.
Yeah.
And her mother, I don't remember what her name was.
Okay.
And my mother said, you couldn't talk with her.
Why?
She said she couldn't understand her Italian. And I remembered Grandma Buckmeyer saying, you know, she was down in Harvey, to that home where they had them Italian nurses there, nuns. She said, all you could hear there, la 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 la. She said there was nothing to understand.
I thank you, Teresa, for taking the time to talk about this. It's always interesting for me to listen to it, and it's important that it be. kept up, because maybe your kids don't think about making a tape of you. Maybe your grandchildren someday are going to say, I wish we had talked to Grandma about this. So what we're doing today is really very important, because I can't ask my mother anymore. Yeah. I can't ask my grandmother anymore. And I'm sure they would have had some good stories to tell. Because life wasn't always just hard. It was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. And there are fun days, too.
Oh, sure. And so we need to know, I'd like to ask my grandma, you know, some things, and I can't. But now your grandchildren have got
And
it.
I remember your grandma.
See, I don't.
I remember your grandma, how we walked, I and her, carried up the supper or dinner or what it was to my grandma, to this grandma, when she was in bed. I remember that. We had it in the little blue kettle.
Do you remember if my grandma, what she cooked, or weren't you around that much?
No, I wasn't around.
What can you tell me about my grandma that you...
What I remember from your grandma and Petr Marian. Mm-hmm. See, does that go on here?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
You don't want it on here?
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Petr Marian, and they made... those good buns, not buns, donuts.
Oh yeah?
Kind of with the raisin dough. Mm-hmm. The dough, they let them raise a little bit.
Oh. Was it bread dough?
It wasn't like bread dough. Well, something like bread dough, but it was different stuff. They put eggs in. And they put the lard into that dough, and I don't know if they put any, I don't think they put any, maybe lemon, I'm not sure, but anyway, I'm not sure about that, what they put in. But oh, what were they good.
Did Grandma visit very much?
Oh, yeah. She knew a lot, you know.
Well,
she was. Well, sometimes your grandma was a whole week at our place.
Oh. Well, she had a few relatives. By the time you get all these dukshers and tukshers together,
well, I suppose she didn't like it too much in some places, you know. They didn't make enough company or what, I don't know what it was, or didn't have enough room or mm-hmm. something, yeah. I don't know what it was, but anyway, she and my mother always slept together.
Well, Grandma was a little person too, wasn't she?
Oh yeah, and heavy.
Was she?
She was. Well, and then she was, you couldn't say she was that heavy, but she was kind of stooped with that yeah. back, you know.
You said she was bent over from working so hard?
No, well, you know what she did. She carried that water so far in both shoulders. She had two of them. Two
pails?
Pails or think so. It was a wooden. Wooden pails or something.
Do you know of anything else that you would like to talk about that you want to be remembered?
No.
We've talked about so much already, haven't we? Good.
I think we got it all done.
Well, I thank you, and I know it's time for your lunch, so I better let you go. And thank you again.
I've got some coffee. You want me coffee?